B1, Preliminary 2. Test 3. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at question 1. 1. What did the man do yesterday?
Did you go into town yesterday?
Yes, I wanted to take a jacket back to the shop because it didn't fit. There was a huge queue, though, so I decided to go back later and went off to do something at the bank. But it had closed by the time I got there, so I couldn't do that either. I did manage to stop at the bookshop and get a novel I wanted on the way back. The queue at the clothes shop was still no better, so I'll try tomorrow.
Now listen again.
Did you go into town yesterday?
Yes, I wanted to take a jacket back to the shop because it didn't fit. There was a huge queue though, so I decided to go back later and went off to do something at the bank. But it had closed by the time I got there, so I couldn't do that either. I did manage to stop at the bookshop and get a novel I wanted on the way back. The queue at the clothes shop was still no better, so I'll try tomorrow.
Two. How did the woman travel back from her holiday?
Hi, how was your trip?
Lovely, thanks. And getting round the city by bus was so easy. We saw lots of interesting things.
When did you get home?
Not until 3 a.m. There was a storm, so all flights were delayed for hours. We just had to sit and wait.
Oh, no. And I suppose getting home by train would take ages.
Actually, the journey's not that long and the station wasn't far from our hotel. But the trains were affected too. The journey went pretty quickly after we'd taken off.
That's good.
Now listen again.
Hi, how was your trip?
Lovely, thanks. And getting round the city by bus was so easy. We saw lots of interesting things.
When did you get home?
Not until 3 a.m. There was a storm, so all flights were delayed for hours. We just had to sit and wait.
Oh, no. And I suppose getting home by train would take ages.
Actually, the journey's not that long and the station wasn't far from our hotel. But the trains were affected too. The journey went pretty quickly after we'd taken off.
That's good.
Three. Which hat did the fashion model wear in the photos?
I love these photos of you in this magazine, especially the ones with you in that hat.
Thanks. I hadn't planned on wearing one, but the photographer suggested it. He had loads to choose from, like sun hats you'd wear to the beach and baseball caps in different colours. But the woolly hat reminded me of the type my grandmother used to knit for me. So even though it was a sunny day, I thought it looked great, especially since it was a bright colour and went with my dress.
Now listen again.
I love these photos of you in this magazine, especially the ones with you in that hat.
Thanks. I hadn't planned on wearing one, but the photographer suggested it. He had loads to choose from, like sun hats you'd wear to the beach and baseball caps in different colours. But the woolly hat reminded me of the type my grandmother used to knit for me. So even though it was a sunny day, I thought it looked great, especially since it was a bright colour and went with my dress.
Four. Where did the man leave his driving licence?
Julia, it's Mark. I'm on my way back to the hotel. I left there to get my flight, but when I got to check-in at the airport, I realised I didn't have my driving licence with me. I think I left it on the bedside table in my room. No one's answering the phone at the hotel reception, so I've had to go back for it. As soon as I found it, I'll hurry back to the airport. I just hope I won't miss my flight.
Now listen again.
Julia, it's Mark. I'm on my way back to the hotel. I left there to get my flight, but when I got to check in at the airport, I realised I didn't have my driving licence with me. I think I left it on the bedside table in my room. No one's answering the phone at the hotel reception, so I've had to go back for it. As soon as I found it, I'll hurry back to the airport. I just hope I won't miss my flight.
Five. Where are they going walking?
It's nearly time to go. Are you going to change your shoes? Those sandals don't look very suitable for a long walk.
They'll be fine. After all, we're only walking along the beach.
Oh, didn't I tell you? Rick changed the arrangements. We're meeting at the car park near the beach, but the walk we're doing is up the cliff path. My walking boots are still wet from the forest walk we did the other day, so I'm going to wear my trainers.
OK, I'll do the same.
Now listen again.
It's nearly time to go. Are you going to change your shoes? Those sandals don't look very suitable for a long walk.
They'll be fine. After all, we're only walking along the beach.
Oh, didn't I tell you? Rick changed the arrangements. We're meeting at the car park near the beach, but the walk we're doing is up the cliff path. My walking boots are still wet from the forest walk we did the other day, so I'm going to wear my trainers.
OK, I'll do the same.
Six. What will the woman do to her friend's car?
Michael, it's me. Thanks for letting me use your car while mine's at the garage. It's great, better than mine, and it doesn't use as much petrol either. I just wanted to let you know that there might be a problem with one of your tyres. I think it needs more air, so I'll stop and put some in on the way home. But I think you should check it again tomorrow. No other problems. Now I've seen how nice yours looks, I think I'll have to clean mine.
Now listen again.
Michael, it's me. Thanks for letting me use your car while mine's at the garage. It's great, better than mine, and it doesn't use as much petrol either. I just wanted to let you know that there might be a problem with one of your tyres. I think it needs more air, so I'll stop and put some in on the way home. But I think you should check it again tomorrow. No other problems. Now I've seen how nice yours looks, I think I'll have to clean mine.
Seven. What did the woman eat at the restaurant?
Have you been to that restaurant I told you about yet?
I went on Tuesday.
What did you have?
Well, I know you recommended the fish, but they'd run out. So I had to choose between the roast chicken or an omelette with salad.
What did you choose?
I wasn't that hungry, so I was going to have the omelette with salad. Then I smelt the chicken and decided to go for that. I wasn't disappointed. I must go again to try the fish.
I knew you'd like that restaurant.
Now listen again.
Have you been to that restaurant I told you about yet?
I went on Tuesday.
What did you have?
Well, I know you recommended the fish, but they'd run out. So I had to choose between the roast chicken or an omelette with salad.
What did you choose?
I wasn't that hungry, so I was going to have the omelette with salad. Then I smelt the chicken and decided to go for that. I wasn't disappointed. I must go again to try the fish.
I knew you'd like that restaurant.
That is the end of part one.